Welcome to Finding Our Way. My name's James. My good friend Larry and myself are inviting you to join us in the conversations that we're having of our journey to finding our way to the goodness of God. God is good. God is love. God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses against them. So come on, let's go. The party has already started. Life is our life. We're one. Our union with him. I'm gonna just string these three verses together. I know I read two of them earlier, but probably all three of them.
Read them all over again.
Yeah. He says, "Do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death?" I think a better translation of that baptism, an understanding of this context, would be united. You were united with Christ in his death.
Well, could I say, or add to that, you are immersed in Christ?
Mm-hmm. Same
like
idea.
Plunged into,
and then there's
submerged into.
Yep.
You, which it obviously is a union because you're engulfed in Christ.
If one died for all, then all died.
Yeah. All right. Well, okay. Go back. The first scripture you read, what's the first two words? Or the first few words?
Do you not know?
Okay, there it is. All right, that's our problem. We don't know what's happened. Okay. Yeah. Carry on.
The third scripture was in Colossians. For you died.
Yeah.
And your life is hidden with Christ in God.
Yes.
Why? Because you died.
Yes. Your life in Adam has died.
Right.
And the only life you have is now is the life you have in Christ. But you don't know that. Therefore, you can't live from that. Well, somebody's got to tell you the good news so
sure.
that you can start thinking about yourself differently. And then from that, from this truth of the gospel of Jesus, how do I begin to rethink my human experience that I'm going through? Instead of thinking I've done something.
Just double checking.
I'm sorry. Instead of thinking, well, I did something wrong. So something must be wrong with me.
Yeah.
You know, because I sinned, therefore I must have a sin nature.
Yeah.
That's a wrong way to think about it. No, what does God say? God says...
You die.
yeah, that part of you that did the wrong and committed the sin, I've taken that away from you.
Yeah.
I've died that. I so integrated with you that I took that part of you and crucified it at the cross and I paid its death.
Yes.
Okay? So it's gone. Okay? So quit thinking like that. Here's where I want you to think. You are my beloved son, mm-hmm. whom I am well pleased. Mm-hmm. You are forgiven. You are mine.
Yes.
You have my life. Now, you are loved. You don't have to work for it. You don't earn it. That system of performance and law-based, if you don't do, bad things going to happen, that's not the nature of our relationship. And can you start walking with me from a different place that I'm your God, you're my people. I'll write my laws in your heart.
That's right.
Your sins and iniquities, I'll remember no more. Can we start having a different way of getting along?
This whole thing's good. It says here.
So we could always have 30 minutes of James reading scripture.
He was delivered. He has delivered us. He has delivered us from the power of darkness, yeah, and translated us into the kingdom of the Son of His love.
Yeah. I think it's interesting the way he phrases that, mm-hmm, the kingdom of the Son of His love.
Mm-hmm.
See, it's that beloved identity idea.
Yeah. In whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins.
Mm-hmm.
He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For by Him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by Him and for Him. And He is before all things, and in Him all things hold together.
Yeah.
And He is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things He may have the preeminence.
Mm-hmm.
For it pleased the Father that in Him all fullness should dwell, and by Him to reconcile all things to Himself, by Him, whether things on earth or things in heaven, having made peace through the blood of His cross. And you, who once were alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now He has reconciled in the body of His flesh through death to present you holy and blameless and irreproachable in His sight. If indeed you continue grounded and steadfast in the faith and are not moved away from the hope of the gospel, which you have heard, which was preached to every creature under heaven, of which Paul became a minister. That's a beautiful passage of scripture. Delineating, yeah. Is that the word?
Delineating.
Delineating, however you want to say it. Laying it out there. What, yeah, God has accomplished in Christ for us. And He says it right at the beginning, how that He has delivered us from, yeah, the power of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of the Son of His love. And then He just kind of unfolds,
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
How that came to pass. And I don't know what it is with Bible translators that feel like they have to throw that conditionality in there. If.
Yeah. Right.
When the term is since.
Yeah, at least around here, that's how we understand it better.
Yeah, maybe in 1600, maybe.
Well, yeah,
but
yeah,
this is the New King James.
Yeah, well, that's true. But we also know that's the currency of
religion. That's right. Distance and delay.
The idea, just I think the big concepts that you were reading through there is he's throwing these big statements of everything that's made, He made it. So He just, like this broad thing of everything you want to put in there, He's made it. Then He acknowledges that there's some things in this creation that are not right, have gone awry. I'll say it that way. But He Himself, the one who made it all, has now reconciled all those things back to Himself.
Yes.
And in the process of doing that, He took us out from being what wasn't right. We were under the power of darkness. And He has conquered that and rescued us from that power of darkness. And now we are securely in the kingdom of His, of the Son of His love.
Yeah.
Because we are sons of His love, and that's where we're at, in the telos, the end, the eschatology, when it's all said and done, He's going to present us before Himself. What was the language? Faultless and without blame.
Mm-hmm.
I can't quite remember how that was worded there. That you just read, yeah.
Present us holy and blameless and irreproachable in His sight.
Yeah.
That's now.
That is now, and everybody's going to finally come into that understanding in the ages to come. And I go back to, can we orientate our life that this is what's true of me now, and this is the direction I'm heading. So can I move along with this river that's carrying me this way?
The alienation and the enemies was in our minds, our wicked works. It was all in our minds.
Yeah.
And that's something that the fact that he became what we are or were, a man in the flesh, somehow or another, he reconciled that darkness and enmity that was in us. He realigned it.
Yeah, he entered into our darkness, which I think is even picturesque, you know, because when Jesus is on the cross from noon to three, there's total darkness in the earth, which is picturesque of him actually entering into our darkness and they're defeating the power of darkness.
Yeah. I don't remember what this says, but it's kind of along the same lines out of Baxter's book, The Mediation of Jesus Christ. As Jesus bowed to be slaughtered as an innocent lamb by the human race, he brought his oneness with his Father and the Holy Spirit, and his divine but jeopardized union with the human race, into the abyss of the great delusion where Satan has his hold. In so doing, Jesus Christ, the Creator, meets us at our twisted worst, using our bitter rejection of him to bind us in union with him forever. Thus, the incarnate, crucified, and resurrected Creator Son secured his union with us by our unbelief, once and for all, obliterating the threat of our non-existence, rendering separation from him an eternal impossibility. That's good.
Yeah, he's gone to our lowest point to prove he cannot be separated from his love.
Right there, if you want to read it. You're a better reader than I am.
Well, yeah, but you've at least read this before. As the human race lifted up the beaten and tortured and rejected Son on the cross, the Blessed Trinity dramatically transformed our treachery and murder into the mercy seat, the place where the love and grace of the triune God met, accepted, and embraced the fallen and apostate human race with everlasting mercy. Yeah. Therein, the Blessed Trinity transfigured our act of human unfaithfulness into the new covenant and our rejection of the anointed Son into a new relationship, the recreated union between the triune God and fallen humanity and creation forever in Jesus Christ. Yeah.
That's what we was just reading about.
Yeah.
He fleshed it out in his life and on the cross, reconciled. How is it that we never saw that?
Well, we were told it was something else was happening.
He reconciled the world to himself, but you got to do something.
Well, I think it's no different if, I'll say this, let's say an animal crosses the road down there, James, and I go, hey, look, there's a deer crossing the road. Well, in your mind, I have put the suggestion of a deer, but you look and you go, no, I don't think that's a deer. I think that's a dog. Then I'll have to look again and go, ooh, you're right. That was a dog. I thought it was a deer. But I go back to you're conditioned to what to look for, and you can be mistaken at what you're seeing.
Yeah.
You know, I make the first mistake. It's a dog, but I think it's a deer, so I say it's a deer. I suggest that to you.
Yeah.
And if you don't get a good look at it, don't have good eyesight, or it gets on the eye of the road, Well, if it got on out of the road and you never corrected me, we'd go home all day and say we saw a deer, mm-hmm. you know, and both be wrong. mm-hmm. And that's the way I look at this, is that we're reading the Bible stories and people are telling us how to read them or what they mean or what they're talking about. They're telling us how God is, and they're misrepresenting him, well-intended, meaning well, doing the best they can. Whether they were saying all of what I was hearing or not, I don't know. I'll own my part of that. I just know I've come to know him better.
Yes. Yes. Listen to Paul. He's talking about being a minister of the mystery, the stewardship. He says this: the mystery, which has been hidden from ages and from generations, but now has been revealed to his saints. What he's just now been talking about. And he says, to them God willed to make known what are the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, or in the mm-hmm. nations, mm-hmm. is the literal translation,
mm-hmm.
which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Him we preach, warning every man, teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus.
Yeah.
Another reason we preach, share the good news.
Yeah. Well, he mentions for every man.
Yeah.
Because what God did for us collectively, he wants us to experience individually.
Yes.
And though we can lump everybody together and in Adam and lump them all together in Christ, it still comes down to he wants to present every man, because there is an individual love for every
That's right.
human being.
I can't get away from what he told Jeremiah, because I believe it's true of everyone. Psalm 139. But he told Jeremiah, he said, I knew you before I formed you in your mother's womb.
Mm-hmm.
He had plans for each of us.
Yeah. God's been thinking about us a long time.
Yeah.
And all those thoughts are good.
Yeah. Psalm 139 talks about how that he formed us in our mother's womb, intricately woven in the dark recesses. And to me, I mean, this whole idea, this new understanding, it just brings a peace, a resting and a settling down, as it were, in my heart about the whole struggle of life.
Well, kind of like this struggle. It's like this mud hole we're going through right now. All right. Of course, we're in a gravel road, so I know that even in this mud hole, it has a hard bottom.
Yeah.
We're not gonna get stuck.
Yeah.
Okay, now I will give you kudos. You didn't even spin a tire. And we're not even four-wheel drive. But at the same time, this road right up here, we turned around on earlier because it went underwater, and we don't know what's down there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we didn't go there. And that's the way I look at it, is when you begin to really get the gospel down in you, you get a solid foundation you can stand on, even if you have to go through some mud holes in life.
Yeah.
It just proves that it's true. Nothing separates us from His love.
Spiritually speaking, I'd have floored it. when we couldn't tell where the lake was, I just punched it.
Yeah.
From a spiritual perspective. I mean, you can trust God.
You can trust God, yeah. Well, that's just it. You get to where you can trust him in all things, good or bad.
Yes.
Like it or not, painful or not.
Mm-hmm.
because he's working all things for good.
Yeah.
His grace is sufficient. You are enough. He is enough. But he's trying to, my view today would be, is that here's some ideas and concepts, but he wants that to get down into the fiber of our being.
Yeah.
To where it's not just a top of mind Sunday school answer. It is a core belief that we operate from.
Yes, and that's when it begins to change your life.
Then it becomes transformative to you. Mm-hmm. And then when you share it with others, it becomes an empowered truth to them as well.
When you start speaking that life, it's life on it.
It's got life on it because it's been proven in life.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Just the thought of we've been transferred from...
Now, those are not deer. Those are dogs.
Kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of his son. Yeah, those look like...
Those deer dogs look like, maybe. You reckon? Been running?
No, they might be.
They run dogs still around here?
Yeah. But being translated from the kingdom of darkness.
Yeah.
And somehow or another... I can't get away from continuing to think about where we come from, my understanding of what I used to believe. Somehow or another, I'm lost in this darkened realm of the devil, child of the devil, and in this darkness. But somehow I can do something to repent and get out of it. And ultimately be moved from that kingdom to this kingdom because of something I did. It just don't make sense.
Well, it don't make sense
anymore,
to you now, but it once did.
Oh, yeah. It just don't make sense anymore. Because the reality is what Jesus did when he died, he killed that opposed us, and he raised us up with him in new life, and we're now in that kingdom. We died in the old kingdom, but we were raised in the new, transferred into the kingdom of light.
Yeah. Well, we were taught that didn't happen until you believed.
Yeah.
When you believed, you were translated from one kingdom to the other.
Yeah.
Because we were...
The Almighty Savior was your belief.
Well, that's how you look at it today. It wasn't how you looked at it then. But we made the thing... Instead of just agreeing with Jesus that what he did for everybody, we believed that what he did was only effective to those who believe.
Yeah.
And that it became your reality at the point of faith.
Yeah.
And then we let our experience drive our interpretation of Scripture.
I just don't get much strength or grace or love or peace from that old perspective anymore.
I'm just trying to explain how you used to think about it, James.
Oh, I don't know. That's one thing I can say about coming to understand more about Jesus. Who he is, what he's accomplished. It produces peace and joy and love and rest. Tell the tree by the fruit it bears. Listening to Keekly this morning talking about the Ephesians 4:6, the universal fatherhood of God.
Yeah. One God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all.
Ooh, I said it in the...
Yeah, I think you got it.
How about that? But you know, Larry, all don't always mean all.
Well, okay. I'd go back to, you know, we were taught that, well, he's writing to the church at Ephesus, so you have to interpret it within that.
Yeah.
He is the father of everyone who is a member of that church. And that was the...
Well, that's so narrow.
Well, but that's, you know, you're taught, okay, that's, so you think that, that's all, that's how you think about it, that's how you interpret it, that's how you apply it. You don't let your mind go somewhere else, because it's us and it's them.
Read it and, again, it's really good.
How about one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all?
Is he just one God of the Ephesians?
Yeah, he's one God.
Above all? Is that what it says?
One God and Father of all,
Father,
who is above all and through all and in you all.
So he's just above all the Ephesians.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy the way that works. But that's interesting. No, that's a good scripture. One God and Father of all, who is above all, through all, and in all. I think that's what Jesus said. In that day, you will know.
You will know.
That I am in the Father, you're in me, and I'm in you.
Yeah.
What about that day? I mean, it sounds like that mystery that was hidden ages past must have been always true if it was hidden.
That's right.
Christ in the nations.
Yeah.
And then Christ says, in that day, you will know. What you going to know? Something that's always been true.
Yeah.
I'm in the Father, you're in me, and I'm in you. But the Spirit's going to come, and you're going to know. It's going to be revealed to you. That's pretty interesting there. As in Adam, all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive.
Yeah, God is the Father of all. Just all people don't know it. And then not all those that even know it act like it.
The culture being thoroughly indoctrinated, those that don't even know it think they're a child of the devil.
Yeah, and if that's what's dominating your thought.
Bastard child.
Yeah.
God ain't your father.
Yeah. And then.
How you existing without him then?
Yeah.
The devil giving life, the devil sustaining you.
Hey, thanks for listening to us talk about how we're finding our way. We hope it helps you find your way to experiencing the goodness of our Heavenly Father, the abundant life Jesus shares with us now, and the immeasurable love He has for everyone. For more information or to contact us, go to our website, findingourway.co.